Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org.
A powerful meeting of money minds.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Listen to the list of people attending a business summit today in Washington. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, billionaire Warren Buffett, former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, among others. They're getting together to talk about regulation, specifically the post-Enron accounting rules known as Sarbanes-Oxley. A lot of business folks think those rules are too burdensome and inhibit competition. The government has agreed to hear their concerns, so we'll see where it goes from here. At the British Parliament today, two airlines, British Airways and Virgin, will make their case against a possible open skies agreement between the U.S. and Europe. Our correspondent Stephen Beard joins us with more. What will they be saying, Stephen?
This, we should say, is an extremely unusual event. These two are arch rivals, but they clearly both regard the draft agreement between the US and the EU to liberalize transatlantic air travel as a threat, and they are determined to scotch it.
And what do they have against it?
Well, they say this agreement is too one-sided. It gives the US airlines more rights to fly within Europe than it gives European airlines the right to fly within the US between American cities. They also argue that US restrictions on foreign ownership of American airlines remain intact, and that, they argue, further restricts their access to the American aviation market, which is the richest aviation market in the world.
Well, what is the purpose of the Open Skies Agreement in the first place?
The purpose is to open up transatlantic air travel. At the moment, you have flying, for example, between Heathrow and the US, only four airlines, two American and two European. Critics say that really these two airlines, Virgin and BA, have a very privileged position at Heathrow. They're the only two European airlines with takeoff and landing slots at Heathrow. If this deal goes ahead, other airlines will be allowed in. There'll be more competition on the transatlantic routes. Airfares will fall. Virgin and British Airways profits will suffer.
All right, Stephen, thank you so much.
Okay, Scott.
Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Starbucks is going to have its own record label. The coffee chain is joining with Concord Music Group to create the Hear Music label. The first release will come out toward the end of the year. We don't know who will be on the label, but there's some speculation that Paul McCartney's next album could be one of them. Some corporate deals and lower oil prices gave Wall Street a boost. The Dow gained 42 points to 12,318. The NASDAQ put on 14 to 2,402. The S&P 500 climbed 3 points to 1406. Shares were down in Europe and Asia today. Oil's trading just above $59 a barrel.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with four top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. DukeExecutiveMBA.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Today, Hyundai said it's going to start mass-producing hybrids in 2009. It's a bit of a risky move getting into the hybrid business. It's costly, and even though U.S. sales boomed last year, now they're starting to slow down. David Welch of Business Week magazine is with us. David, why aren't the hybrids moving as fast?
Well, it's still a very small niche. There's a core buyer who really loves hybrids, but penetrating the mass market has been incredibly difficult because, you know, economically they just don't make sense yet. You know, you buy a hybrid Honda Accord, there's a $3,300 premium over a V6-powered regular old Honda Accord, and you even have some pretty aggressive incentives Toyota started offering lease deals as cheap as $219 a month to move the Prius, which has been the hottest hybrid.
Well, I can see how Toyota might be able to afford bringing the price down. But what about the domestic automakers?
Yeah, see, this and this is really an issue. I mean, who sells the most hybrids? It's Toyota. They can afford to do a program like this that's sort of a loss leader to get the technology out there. GM and Daimler Chrysler and BMW have teamed up to share the cost of developing these things. GM has a flood of hybrids coming out next year, mostly in their large SUVs. You know, it'll be interesting to see how aggressively they push it and how many they sell. Ford had planned to originally get much more aggressive with hybrid launches. Because of their financial situation, they've had to pull back on that.
From the consumer's perspective, with these discounts, are we reaching a point where it makes economical sense to buy a hybrid?
It may. It depends how deep they go. You know, with that lease deal, I think it absolutely does. The problem is I sort of think that none of the other automakers are going to be able to afford to sell hybrid technology at a deal that is that aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ford is launching the new Escape, and they dropped the price by $600. But that's still roughly a $2,500 or $3,000 premium on top of the regular Escape, which, you know, still at $250 a gallon puts you at 8+ years to make that pay off. So you just have to get the cost of these things down. And there's no really quick way to drop the cost. Roughly half of that big premium of $3,000 or more that consumers pay is for the battery technology. You know, the more modern batteries that are made out of cheaper raw materials than the current nickel metal hydride batteries. Yeah, that's a few years away, so it's going to be a while before hybrids are seen as just another, like, say, $1,000 option on top of the regular car you buy.
Okay, David, thanks so much.
Sure.
David Welch is the Detroit Bureau Chief for Business Week. One more auto note this morning. It appears things are moving on a possible sale of Chrysler. The Wall Street Journal says Daimler Chrysler's meeting with several private equity groups, hoping to entertain offers by the end of the month. GM has also considered buying Chrysler, but it appears that kind of takeover is unlikely. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.